The VA healthcare system has not had a good year. For months, the VA has endured a scandal over wait times and patient deaths, but there's one section of the VA that gets really high marks. The VA National Cemetery Administration ranks first in American Customer Satisfaction Index, and that includes private as well as other federal agencies. There are 131 national cemeteries. Florida has seven, with others on the way. So why is it that only about 12% of veterans use their burial benefits? For our series, Veterans Coming Home, WSS Bobby O'Brien takes a look at the effort to turn that around.
The new secretary for the Department of Veterans Affairs toured several Florida VA facilities earlier this month. Bob McDonald visited the VA hospitals in Tampa and Orlando, talked with staff handling benefits claims in St. Petersburg, and he stopped by the Sarasota National Cemetery.
We want our national cemeteries to be shrines, shrines that really demonstrate the care of the American people for our veterans.
McDonald is proud of the history that led up to the establishment of the VA National Cemetery System.
During the Civil War, 750,000 Americans died in this country. That's more than all other wars combined. But the American population did not realize that the war would last as long as be as devastating as it was. So virtually the bodies were buried on the battlefield during the Civil War.
After the Civil War, those soldiers were exhumed and reburied on land that President Lincoln got set aside for veteran cemeteries.
We have records of how we tried to identify the bodies, what units they were in, and then we tried to put them in a national cemetery that would be close to their home. So this is a big deal, and what I'm trying to encourage is that we reach out to school districts, the military people, to use it as an educational tool and maybe talk about the civics of people serving their country.
McDonald believes the Sarasota National Cemetery is a perfect VA showcase, with its Patriot Plaza amphitheater and numerous art installations worth $12 million, and all privately funded by the Patterson Foundation based in Sarasota.
They have done an outstanding job of choosing the artwork in that facility. There are photographs that, for me as a veteran, as an airborne ranger, capture many of the situations I've been in.
Public art sparks thinking, reflection. It helps you ponder what has happened, what could happen.
Deborah Jacobs is president and CEO of the Patterson Foundation.
So we thought, let us bring art into Patriot Plaza, and then it becomes a place of deep experience beyond any performance or exhibit.
She says early on in their partnership with the National Cemetery Administration, she learned that cemeteries were more than eternal resting places. They are also places for the living.
And by having Patriot Plaza there, those who come to visit family, those who now come to visit the art, they will each have their own private time space for reflection and experiencing and affirming why we live in the greatest country on the globe.
The Patterson Foundation partnership is the first of its kind among the 131 cemeteries run by the VA. Jacobs is hopeful that Sarasota's Patriot Plaza will serve as a model for others to follow. And so does Florida Congressman Jeff Miller, chairman of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs.
That facility down there from start to finish was magnificently designed. And then to have an organization to come in and put the kind of money behind it, a private organization, I think is a perfect partnership. Public-private partnerships work.
In addition to Memorial Day and Veterans Day, Miller says Patriot Plaza gives people an opportunity to learn.
Learn that freedom is not free. Learn that people actually gave their lives in defense of this country, in the defense of people being able to say what they want to say, print what they want to print, be able to vote.
It matters not whether or not you have a personal connection with someone who has served. As you experience the art, the atmosphere, the tranquility of a national cemetery, it touches everyone's soul. I always say, if you don't have a goosebump or a tear after visiting the art and Sarasota National Cemetery and Patriot Plaza, you need to go back again. You didn't spend quite enough time.
And to drive that point home, the Patterson Foundation is sponsoring a National Veterans Legacy Summit, November 14th and 15th. It is designed to build connections for veterans, military families, and the community. There is a film festival, numerous discussions on veterans' issues, and talks led by artists with works at Patriot Plaza. The West Point Band and an address by best-selling author Wes Moore will top off the celebration. It's all free, but registration is required. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
You can see photographs of Patriot Plaza and learn more about the Veterans Legacy Summit at WUSFnews.org.